and welcome to the Cambridgeshire County League roundup for fixtures played on the 11th of February. There were big games at both the top and the bottom of the Kershaw Premier.
Hardwick moved to within 3 points of leaders Great Shelford as they beat Brampton 3-2, and Great Shelford's match at Foxton was postponed. At the bottom, there was an important win for Sawston United, 2-1 at Gamlingay United, which sees them move 6 points clear of the bottom two.
And the gap widens at the top of Senior A.
Milton now have a 5-point lead at the top as they won 4-1 at Forbourne Institute Reserves. And Cambridge University Press were held 2-each at home by Siam United thanks to a late visitors' equaliser.
And there was a win for the leaders in Senior B.
With Bar Hills County Cup semi-final being postponed, Red Lodge now sit 5 points clear at the top, gaining revenge over Wychford 96 from a defeat 2 weeks ago, winning 5-2. Bar Hill, though, do have 7 games in hand.
And there was goals galore in 1A.
Leaders Steeple Bumpstead were involved in a 10-goal thriller with Mildenhall Town reserves. Unfortunately for them, they lost out 6-4.
And it was first v second in 1B.
Leaders Huntingdon United now have a 10-point lead at the top as they won 3-1 at Fordham, who as a result dropped to third. Marchtown United leapfrogging them into second after beating Elkenbury 2-0.
And there was a hat-trick in 2A.
James Scott the man, as he scored 3 for Patworth in their 6-0 win over Abington.
And a big game at the bottom of 3A.
Great Paxton Reserves moved out to the bottom two at the expense of Cherry Hinton A after beating them by 2-1.
And there was a close game in 4A to report.
Only the one game played in 4A, and it was victory for Cambridge Ambassadors, 3-2 at Gilder Morden. Luke Jenkinson Dix grabbing a brace.
And Burwell closed the gap in 4B.
With Guy Herning Cup action, Burwell Tigers took the opportunity to move back up to second with a 4-0 win over Coldham United.
And a hat-trick in 5B.
Scott Wilkinson grabbed the hat-trick for Fenstanton Reserves in their 8-0 victory over Chatteries Town B.
And we have our first League Cup finalists confirmed.
Congratulations to Chatteries Town Reserves, who joined Huntingdon United in the final of the Creek Shield, beating Duxford 3-1, a brace from Tony Brown and Ashley Blanchflower with the goals.
And look at this, a penalty shootout in the John Ablett Cup.
Neighbours Suffolk Punch and Haverhill Reserves shared 8 goals in their quarter-final before Haverhill Rovers eventually winning 10-9 on penalties.
And the draw has been made for the semi-finals, and that's seen Eden Socon A entertain Guy Hearn, and Haverhill Rovers Reserves will host Tuddenham 08. In the predictor this week, saw 4 out of the games postponed. Bradley Jones of Orwell and Wayne Lockwood of Fordham correctly guessing all 5 remaining results correctly. Congratulations to them both. Keep sharing your pictures and updates on Twitter, and we'll see you next time.